The Formula, The Universal Laws of Success, Book Summary. By Albert Laszlo Barabasi, a Hungarian-American physicist and pioneer of network science, distinguished professor at Northeastern University. This is not a motivational self-help book. It is a rigorous, data-driven investigation into the underlying laws that govern success. Drawing on network science and physics, Barabasi analyzed millions of data points across science, sports, art, and business, ultimately distilling his findings into five universal laws of success. Core thesis: your success does not depend on your individual ability and effort. It depends on how your community perceives your performance. Success is fundamentally a collective social phenomenon, not a personal attribute. The first law: performance drives success. But when performance cannot be measured, networks drive success. In domains where performance can be objectively quantified, such as the 100-meter dash or chess tournaments, success is directly linked to measurable performance. When Usain Bolt wins the world championship, it is because the stopwatch recorded his exact time, not because judges subjectively favored him. In these arenas, objective data crowns the true champion. But most domains do not work this way. Art, scientific research, business decisions, management roles, these fields share a common characteristic: performance is extremely difficult to quantify objectively. How much is a painting really worth? How significant is a researcher's contribution? How good was a manager's decision? There are no standard answers to these questions. When performance cannot be measured, the decisive factor becomes your position within your social network. Your collaborators, the people who cite your work, the colleagues who discuss your research at conferences, they collectively form your recognition network. The stronger and broader this network, the more likely your achievements will be seen and acknowledged. Barabasi offers a compelling historical comparison. During World War I, French pilot René Fonck actually shot down more enemy aircraft than the famous German pilot, the Red Baron, Manfred von Richthofen. Yet today, almost everyone knows the Red Baron, while virtually no one has heard of Fonck. Why? Because the Red Baron was a genuine social celebrity. His image was widely circulated, his story repeatedly told. Fonck, by contrast, was simply a pilot who quietly shot down planes. His network reach was a fraction of the Red Baron's. The implication is clear. If you want to succeed in your field, you must first answer a critical question: is performance in your domain objectively measurable, or does it depend largely on subjective perception? If the former, devote yourself entirely to building capability. If the latter, building and maintaining your social network is not opportunism, it is a survival strategy. The second law: performance is bounded, but success is unbounded. Human performance in any domain has a ceiling. Bolt's 100-meter record of 9.58 seconds is approaching the limits of human physiology. The gap between elite sprinters is often just a few hundredths of a second. The win rate difference between chess grandmasters is similarly marginal. No matter how hard you train, the room for improvement shrinks progressively. Success, however, operates by completely different rules. Success can be amplified infinitely through network effects. In the 100-meter dash, the difference between first and second place might be just a few hundredths of a second, yet the first place finisher's endorsement income can be 10 times or more that of the runner-up. In science, the most cited paper can receive thousands more citations than the 10th most cited paper. This is the superstar effect. A marginal performance gap gets amplified through network effects into a massive success differential. This is not unfairness, it is the inherent mechanism of a social system that converts visibility into cumulative advantage. Once you gain an initial edge, that edge snowballs. So do not equate talent gaps with final outcomes. Performance may plateau quickly, but as long as you maintain your visibility, success can keep growing. The third law: previous success times fitness equals future success. This is a crucial law. Barabasi expresses it as a mathematical formula: your future success equals your accumulated prior success multiplied by the fitness of your current endeavor. Prior success represents the credibility, visibility, and resources you have already built. Fitness represents how well your new work aligns with current market demands, industry trends, and the needs of your field. Both factors are essential. If you have enormous prior reputation but produce something completely mismatched to market needs, you will struggle to achieve new success. Conversely, if you create something highly fitting but nobody knows who you are, your work will likely go unnoticed. Barabasi illustrates this with the case of the board game Exploding Kittens. When the game launched on the crowdfunding platform Kickstarter, it rapidly achieved success, far surpassing similar products, thanks to the founding team's prior reputation and early community buzz. This is a textbook example of prior success catalyzing new success. Google is another powerful case study. When Google entered the search engine market, established players like AltaVista and Yahoo already dominated. But Google's superior search algorithm, combined with early recognition from the tech community, ultimately made it the industry leader. The combination of prior success and product fitness was perfect. The fourth law, team success requires diversity and balance, but credit usually goes to one person. Barabasi and his team conducted a massive data analysis of millions of scientific papers and discovered a striking pattern: virtually all high-impact research findings are products of teamwork, not individual effort. And the most successful teams share a common trait: their members bring highly diverse skills, backgrounds, and perspectives. Yet when these teams receive awards or public recognition, credit almost always concentrates on a single individual. The Nobel Prize is awarded to a maximum of 3 people, but the research behind a Nobel-winning discovery may involve dozens of contributors. This is not because one person truly did all the work. It is because human cognition has a natural tendency: we prefer to simplify complex collective achievements into a single heroic narrative. This cognitive bias creates real unfairness, but it is also a reality that must be navigated. The lesson for team leaders is clear: you must build diverse, balanced teams to maximize the probability of success, while also consciously ensuring that every significant contributor gets seen and recognized. And as a team member, you must understand that doing great work is only step one; making sure others know about your contribution is equally important. The fifth law, with persistence, success can come at any time. Many people believe that success has a fixed window. If you haven't achieved something significant by age 30, the thinking goes, your chances diminish sharply. Barabasi proves this wrong with data. His research shows that while many breakthroughs do occur early in careers, significant achievements happen at every age. The critical variable is not age but output volume. Each new attempt is essentially a lottery ticket for success. The more attempts you make, the higher your probability of a breakthrough. This means there is no age limit on success. Regardless of where you are in your career, if you keep producing and maintain visibility, you have a chance of hitting your own success inflection point. Many great works and discoveries were not recognized by the world until their creators were well past 50. Practical implications for different readers. For young professionals building their careers, the central takeaway is: first determine whether your domain rewards objective performance or network reach, then align your efforts accordingly. If you work in art, creative industries, management, or other subjective domains, building your social network is not optional; it is your core competitive advantage. For mid-career professionals, this book offers reassurance: there is no age limit on success. Your accumulated experience and reputation are your prior success. The key is finding a direction that aligns with current trends. Do not give up just because you haven't seen results recently. Sustained output is itself the most powerful asset you have. For leaders and managers, this book is a reminder: team success depends on member diversity, but credit allocation is inherently distorted. As a leader, you bear the responsibility of ensuring every important contributor is seen and recognized. This is not merely a matter of fairness; it is essential for the team's continued high performance. In summary, the formula challenges many of our conventional beliefs about success. It demonstrates that success is not a simple linear function of talent plus effort, but follows a set of scientifically verifiable laws. Understanding these laws cannot guarantee your success, but it can help you plan your career more intelligently and direct your efforts toward the strategies that actually move the needle.